This is the takeaway. One more thought on a child in danger. Malala Yousafzai, the 14-year-old Pakistani girl wounded by a Taliban fighter who shot her in her school minibus more than a week ago, has been airlifted from Pakistan for advanced rehab and treatment in a hospital in the UK. Joining us now is Declan Walsh, Pakistan correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Declan Walsh, welcome to the program. And what does Malala need that they expect to receive in UK in the UK?
In the short term, she needs emergency treatment to help with a wound she has to her head. She was shot by bullets that went through her head and into her shoulder. The doctors in Pakistan have removed that bullet, but the military here before she left said that her skull had been cracked. And they also say that in the UK she will receive specialized integrated care to help heal any potential neurological damage she might have as a result of the shooting.
What are people in Pakistan saying about this incident more than a week later, and how much security was there as she was airlifted out of the country?
Still very much on the front pages of the of all the newspapers here. There's been massive public attention here in Pakistan over the fate of Ms. Yousafzai. She's seen as someone who symbolized resistance to the Taliban. Of course, she was someone who had attended a girls' school at a time that the Taliban was occupying her home area some years ago. That's how she came to prominence. And since then, she's become known as a very prominent figure in standing up against the Taliban. So there's been huge interest here in her fate. It hadn't been clear whether she would go abroad or when that would happen. That happened very suddenly this morning. And there was heavy security as she was brought from a military hospital in Rawalpindi, close to the army headquarters, to a nearby airbase. And she's due to arrive in the United Kingdom sometime later today.
We can only hope the expectation is that Malala Yousafzai is out of reach of the Taliban now that she is in the United Kingdom. Declan Walsh, Pakistan correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, speaking from Islamabad. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.